The Red Oak City Council accepts the fiscal year 2025 audit. At the Monday, July 6th meeting of the Red Oak City Council, following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Mayor Tim Friedhoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter, and they tell us more.
Then there was a presentation. Fiscal year 25 audit, Bergen KDV, Dustin Opaz. Gave a nice little PowerPoint presentation. Comments on that?
Yeah, just overall, just kind of gave a overall picture of the finances of the city. There was obviously a few things that get brought up every year, which he said is a challenge for all small cities,
mm-hmm.
which is the biggest one is that segregation of duties. You just don't have enough staff in City Hall in order to make sure that two or three people are doing the same, you know, to double checking and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
I think we see that every year, as he said, most every city does. So
there was the disaster recovery plan and the
disaster
timely
bank record.
So tell me explain that to me if you would, Lisa.
So prior to my arrival and Carrie's arrival, the bank reconciliation was not exactly prepared to for those people that still reconcile their bank. It wasn't brought all the way to zero. There were things, mainly investments, that were not booked to the general ledger. And so, therefore, the records would never truly reflect the money that was in the bank. I don't think money ever disappeared. It wasn't something like that. But it was, you had your regular day-to-day cash that was obviously being put in there. And then we have software, and they weren't booking, say, CDs that we have, investments from the library for people that have left us things in their estate, stuff like that. And so truly, at the end of the day, we never got down to a zero number. So to then convert to Casell, if you remember a year ago, we went from G-Works to Casell in our software, you really have no choice but to at some point figure out how you're going to balance. And so you had to clean up a number of years to then be able to get to a ground zero. So the good news that he reported, which is correct, is that as of June 30, 2025, the fiscal year that he was finishing auditing from a year ago, is now reconciled to a zero balance. Therefore, Carrie can now get forward and again start in July of 25, the fiscal year that we literally ended a week ago, and then be able to get us up to speed so that each month, as you should be, within 2 to 4 weeks of month end, you're looking through everything and getting it balanced.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of cleanup from the past that you can't just kind of go, all right, we'll just pretend like that wasn't balanced and get us to zero. And so, as Dustin, our auditor, indicated, the city is working towards the goal of not having that as one of our deficiencies in our audit. And we've made great strides to, at least for 1 year, get it to ground zero. And then Carrie and Cindy, who's our consultant, are working diligently to try and get this year done so that we can actually get to a place that we should be, which is monthly.
He said, the way I took it, it was an overall positive report, mm-hmm. and audit.
Yes. Yes.
Like I said, an unmodified opinion, which he said is the best opinion an auditor is able to offer.
Yeah. So it was good. But a couple of things to work on. The segregation of duties is one you'll get again next year.
Well, probably. And next exactly.
Year, and that's just the way it
goes. You
won't
see that go away.
But anyway. And then that was accepted officially, correct?
Yep.
For Ordinance 2026-61.
Red Oak Mayor Tim Friedhoff and City Administrator Lisa Cotter speaking with KCSI KOAK Radio following the Red Oak City Council meeting on Monday, July 6th, where the Red Oak City Council did accept the fiscal year 2025 audit. Thanks to Mayor Friedhoff and Administrator Lisa Cotter for their time and that information.